103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like it's only fitting that I put myself on the chopping block, because I always have questions and I always be wondering. And Am I the Jerk sometimes is that perfect platform, because I was enfaced. Is enfaced the word? I don't know. Whatever. I was confronted, more like it, with a moral dilemma the other day. So my wife and I, we recently took pictures with our family, her side of the family in particular, right? All like 50 of us was in one photo studio. Lord bless her Aunt Jenny, who's an amazing photographer. But she took some great photographs. We did, you know, family photos of us four, and then nieces, nephews, grandkids, siblings, all that good stuff, right? But that's not part of the dilemma. This is just some of the backstory, because coordinating outfits was a thing. Everybody wanted to coordinate to a certain degree, right? Which meant we had to go to the store. Now, why did we have to go to the store? Because I was looking for clothes for our youngins, for the boys. Needed jeans. Blue jeans for our toddler, Sammy, young samurai. And jeans for our newborn. Now, the newborn is why I'm asking if I'm the jerk. Because I reached out to my wife when I was standing there in the aisle of the kids' store. And went, what size should I get? Do I get newborn? Because as y'all know, he was born November 13th. So he's in that in-between-ish. He's coming up on 2 months old. So I'm like, do I get newborn or do I get 3 months? He's a little chunky, but I don't know, right? So I texted my wife. Baby, boop, 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 boop. Mi amor, my love, what do I get? Do I get newborn or do I get 3 months pants? You tell me. And she very calmly texted me back and said, oh, definitely 3 months. I took that as the validation to look at the pants one more time and then make the decision I wanted to make, which was get the newborn pants. So I want to know, am I the jerk for texting my wife to ask what size clothes to get and then literally getting the complete opposite size of what she said? Now, I don't know what I was clearly thinking in that moment, but I guess I can explain. I looked at the pants and went, no way. Those 3 month pants are way, way, way too big. He's going to be flooding in them. They're going to look crazy in pictures. It's not going to be good. So, I see what you're doing, but maybe not, because I want the clothes to fit. So I went the opposite direction of what she told me to do. Am I the jerk for going against my wife's say-so? That's I guess, the question. 414-533-1037. Today's Am I the Jerk is me on the chopping block. My wife told me to get one size baby clothes. She said get 3 months. I got newborn after I texted her to ask. 414-533-1037. Am I the Jerk? Is DZ the Jerk? Speaking in third person. We'll take your calls and text next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Like I said, I'm putting myself on the chopping block. Good morning. Ali and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Am I the Jerk? One of your favorite segments of all time. Why not? Why not make myself the guinea pig for this experiment? We're going to see. We're going to see if the people will tell me what they think. You know what I'm saying? It's the moral dilemma that a lot of us have been faced with. You don't know what to do, so you reach out to your partner, you reach out to somebody, and then you basically do the opposite of what they said. We needed baby clothes for a family photo that we were taking. I asked my wife, should I get newborn baby jeans or do I get 3 month baby jeans? We're about to have a 2 month old in like 2 days. So what should I do? And she went, get 3 months. And I went, okay, I'm going to get newborn. She just rolled her eyes at me. I don't know what to tell you, man, but I thought it'd be funny to just chop it up with y'all and y'all let me know if y'all think I'm the jerk. Let's just get right to the phone. Started off with my guy. We've talked to him plenty. He hasn't earned his theme song yet, but that's okay. We're not shaming here. We're just saying, making acknowledgments. It's Gregory. Good morning, man. What's the word, Gregory?
All right. I'm going to say happy wife, happy life. You got to listen to your wife. If she says go with a certain size, you go with a certain size. There's no rhyme or reason. You have to go with what she says. Otherwise, my friend, it's going to be the couch.
Wait, but hold on. What about happy spouse, happy house? What about that also equally as popular saying?
No. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, no. So you're saying, jerk, my guy, you asked the question. You should have just gone with the size she said.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, you started off, got right to it, and we appreciate you. Gregory, have a great day, man. Says jerk. We'll talk to you later, man. We'll talk. Hey, hopefully tomorrow for day two, Gregory. All right, you know the number. Now that you got in, you could do it again. Somebody that's also gotten in plenty, still working on that theme song, but we love them all the same. It's our guy Miko. Good morning, Papa. How we doing?
Good morning, Papito. How are we? Unlike Gregory, I go with happy spouse, happy house. The way I see it. How long have you and Aaron been married now?
Oh, we've been married since 2016. So, yeah.
Okay, so you got 7 years worth of credits. And what I mean by that is how many times has she asked you, oh, what should I do? And she does the opposite.
Still does what she wants.
So the way I see it is you have all these credits build up that, you know what, every now and then I'm going to go and debit. I'm going to be like, nope, I am just going to do what I want to do and she owes it to me, so it's okay.
You know? He said, charge it to the game and charge it to the card, baby. Miko says, not the jerk. I needed that kind of support, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. Hey, thank you, man. And valid points. I'm going to stand behind you on this one, okay? So when that chancla gets thrown, you hit it. You get it. We'll holler at you later, man. Appreciate the call, fam.
All right.
Peace, man. All right. That splits us up, though. Okay, so some texts are saying, let's see the picture, you know, whatever. We want to see the jeans. It's already been posted. SoyMeDZ, SoyMeDZ. You can see the picture there, the infamous jeans that I'm talking about on our newborn. Yeah, honestly, I feel like the jeans fit just fine. So I said what I said, but we are split, and I don't get to technically decide. So we're going to take somebody. Actually, first-time caller said, I'm so happy you got through. Said, I'm nervous. And I said, listen, if you tripping, we just talking to the homie, and you're actually the deciding factor on if the homie's the jerk or not. So welcome, Julie. Happy that you got through. First-time caller, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm always telling my boyfriend, I'm like, oh my God, one day I'm going to call. And I called. So.
And we got through. Look at you making it happen. Manifestation.
Yeah. And this question I just have to answer because it happens way too much.
What do you mean? Like, I don't know. I don't do it all the time. Or are you talking about for you?
Well, I have a kid. He's 3 years old. But ever since he was born, it's happened so much with my man where he goes to buy something and I'm like, you know, he's like older now, right? And he's like, but there's no way that's going to fit him. I'm like, it's going to fit him. And then he ends up getting the jeans or whatever. And my baby's little ankles are out or his little wrists are out.
Got his floods out. Got his floods going.
Yeah. So I got to say you're the jerk.
Oh, man.
I got to say it happened. So it's happened to me. But I got to say you're the jerk because your wife told you and then you went against it.
And right. So, I asked. So if I didn't like the answer, why would I even ask? Why not just make the decision for myself?
Exactly.
You know what I think it was? Can I be honest? I think I just wanted like support and a choice. Because then listen what she said and make the decision on whether I agreed with her or not. So it was just a matter of me not agreeing and going, nope, I'm going to do the opposite. And since you're not here, you don't get no say-so in this. However the brain works.
Happy wife, happy life, like Gregory said.
Happy wife, happy life. Julie, I appreciate it. Thank you for your call and deciding that I am the jerk. I'll take it. I will own it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, wow. All right. Well, so let me finalize by saying this. We both think that the jeans fit just fine, right? So do we think I'm a jerk? Maybe my wife a little bit because I didn't listen to what she said. But at the same time, I understand where she's coming from because now those jeans aren't going to fit them in about a day. So had we gotten the 3-month jeans, we at least could have gotten a couple wears out of them before they're now obsolete to us. So maybe I am the jerk.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like it's only fitting that I put myself on the chopping block because I always have questions and I always be wondering. And Am I the Jerk sometimes is that perfect platform because I was enfaced, is enfaced the word? I don't know, whatever. I was confronted, more like it, with a moral dilemma the other day. So, my wife and I, we recently took pictures with our family, her side of the family in particular, right? All, like, 50 of us was in one photo studio. Lord bless her Aunt Jenny, who's an amazing photographer, but she took some great photographs. We did, you know, family photos of us, just us four, and then nieces, nephews, grandkids, siblings, all that good stuff, right? But that's not part of the dilemma. This is just some of the backstory, because coordinating outfits was a thing. Everybody wanted to coordinate to a certain degree, right? Which meant we had to go to the store. Now, why did we have to go to the store? Because I was looking for clothes for our youngins, for the boys. Needed jeans. Blue jeans for our toddler, Sammy, young samurai. And jeans for our newborn. Now, the newborn is why I'm asking if I'm the jerk. Because I reached out to my wife when I was standing there in the aisle of the kids' store. And went, what size should I get? Do I get newborn? Because as y'all know, he was born November 13th. So he's in that in-between-ish. He's coming up on 2 months old. So I'm like, do I get newborn or do I get 3 months? He's a little chunky, but I don't know, right? So I texted my wife. Baby, boop, 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 boop. Mi amor, my love, what do I get? Do I get newborn or do I get 3 months pants? You tell me. And she very calmly texted me back and said, oh, definitely 3 months. I took that as the validation to look at the pants one more time and then make the decision I wanted to make, which was get the newborn pants. So I want to know, am I the jerk for texting my wife to ask what size clothes to get and then literally getting the complete opposite size of what she said? Now, I don't know what I was clearly thinking in that moment, but I guess I can explain. I looked at the pants and went, no way. Those 3-month pants are way, way, way too big. He's going to be flooding in them. They're going to look crazy in pictures. It's not going to be good. So, I see what you're doing, but maybe not, because I want the clothes to fit. So I went the opposite direction of what she told me to do. Am I the jerk for going against my wife's say-so? That's I guess, the question. 414-533-1037. Today's Am I the Jerk is me on the chopping block. My wife told me to get one size baby clothes. She said get 3 months. I got newborn after I texted her to ask. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk? Is DZ the jerk? Speaking in third person. We'll take your calls and texts next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Like I said, I'm putting myself on the chopping block. Good morning, Ali and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Am I the jerk? One of your favorite segments of all time. Why not? Why not make myself the guinea pig for this experiment? We gonna see if the people will tell me what they think. You know what I'm saying? It's the moral dilemma that a lot of us have been faced with. You don't know what to do, so you reach out to your partner, you reach out to somebody, and then you basically do the opposite of what they said. We needed baby clothes for a family photo that we were taking. I asked my wife, should I get newborn baby jeans or do I get 3-month baby jeans? We're about to have a 2-month old in like 2 days. So what should I do? And she went, get 3 months. And I went, okay, I'm going to get newborn. She just rolled her eyes at me. I don't know what to tell you, man, but I thought it'd be funny to just chop it up with y'all. And y'all let me know if y'all think I'm the jerk. Let's just get right to the phone. Start it off with my guy. We've talked to him plenty. He hasn't earned his theme song yet, but that's okay. We're not shaming here. We're just saying, making acknowledgments. It's Gregory. Good morning, man. What's the word, Gregory?
All right. I got to say, happy wife, happy life. You got to listen to your wife. If she says, go with a certain size, you go with a certain size. There's no rhyme or reason. You have to go with what she says. Otherwise, my friend, it's going to be the couch.
Wait, but hold on. What about happy spouse, happy house? What about that also equally as popular saying?
No. It doesn't work that way. Yeah.
Oh, no. So you're saying, jerk, my guy. You asked the question. You should have just gone with the size she said.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, you started off, got right to it, and we appreciate you. Gregory, have a great day, man. Says jerk. We'll talk to you later, man. We'll talk. Hey, hopefully tomorrow for day two, Gregory. All right, you know the number. Now that you got in, you could do it again. Somebody that's also gotten in plenty, still working on that theme song, but we love them all the same. It's our guy, Miko. Good morning, Papa. How we doing?
Good morning, Papito. How are we? Unlike Gregory, I go with happy spouse, happy house. The way I see it. How long have you and Aaron been married now?
Oh, we've been married since 2016. So, yeah.
Okay, so you got 7 years worth of credits. And what I mean by that
credit
is, how many times has she asked you, oh, what should I do? And she does the opposite.
Still does what she wants.
So the way I see it is, you have all these credits built up that, you know what, every now and then, I'm going to go and debit. I'm going to be like, nope, I am just going to do what I want to do, and she owes it to me, so it's okay.
You know? He said, charge it to the game and charge it to the card, baby. Miko says, not the jerk. I needed that kind of support, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. Hey, thank you, man. And valid points. I'm going to stand behind you on this one, okay? So when that chancla gets thrown, you hit it. You get it. We'll holler at you later, man. Appreciate the call, fam.
All right.
Peace, man. All right. That splits us up, though. Okay, so some texts are saying, let's see the picture, you know, whatever. We want to see the jeans. It's already been posted. SoyMeDZ, SoyMeDZ. You can see the picture there, the infamous jeans that I'm talking about on our newborn. Honestly, I feel like the jeans fit just fine. So I said what I said, but we are split, and I don't get to technically decide. So we're going to take somebody. Actually, first-time caller said, I'm so happy you got through. Said, I'm nervous. And I said, listen, if you tripping, we're just talking to the homie, and you're actually the deciding factor on if the homie's the jerk or not. So welcome, Julie. Happy that you got through. First-time caller, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm always telling my boyfriend, I'm like, oh my God, one day I'm going to call. And I called. So.
And we got through. Look at you making it happen. Manifestation.
Yeah. And this question I just have to answer because it happens way too much.
What do you mean? Like, I don't know. I don't do it all the time. Or are you talking about for you?
Well, I have a kid. He's 3 years old. But ever since he was born, it's happened so much with my man where he goes to buy something and I'm like, you know, he's like older now, right? And he's like, but there's no way that's going to fit him. I'm like, it's going to fit him. And then he ends up getting the jeans or whatever. And my baby's little ankles are out or his little wrists are out.
Got his floods out. Got his floods going.
Yeah. So I got to say, you're the jerk.
Oh, man.
I got to say, it happened. So it's happened to me. But I got to say, you're the jerk because your wife told you and then you went against it.
And right. So, I asked. So if I didn't like the answer, why would I even ask? Why not just make the decision for myself?
Exactly.
You know what I think it was? Can I be honest? I think I just wanted like support and a choice. Because then listen what she said and make the decision on whether I agreed with her or not. So it was just a matter of me not agreeing and going, nope, I'm going to do the opposite. And since you're not here, you don't get no say-so in this. However the brain works.
Happy wife, happy life, like Gregory.
Happy wife, happy life. Julie, I appreciate it. Thank you for your call and deciding that I am the jerk. I'll take it. I will own it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, wow. All right. Well, So let me finalize by saying this. We both think that the jeans fit just fine, right? So do we think I'm a jerk? Maybe my wife a little bit because I didn't listen to what she said. But at the same time, I understand where she's coming from because now those jeans aren't going to fit them in about a day. So had we gotten the 3-month jeans, we at least could have gotten a couple wears out of them before they're now obsolete to us. So maybe I am the jerk.